OpenAI's trillion-dollar gambit, a stake for the state. OpenAI has formally proposed giving the U.S. government a 5% equity stake in the company, the Financial Times reported, a holding that, at OpenAI's implied valuation of roughly $851 billion following its $122 billion fundraising round, would be worth approximately $42.6 billion. The offer did not emerge in a vacuum. It is the most concrete step yet in months of negotiations between CEO Sam Altman and Trump administration officials, with the implicit exchange reportedly involving regulatory latitude, preferential government AI contracts, and a potential national security co-designation that could limit foreign competitors' market access. The arrangement draws inevitable comparisons to the DARPA-era defense contractor model, in which firms like Lockheed and Raytheon develop deep entanglements with Washington through preferential contracts and co-development agreements. What distinguishes OpenAI's proposal is its proactive character and its equity structure. The U.S. government would not merely be a client but a shareholder with fiduciary interests in the company's commercial success, a dynamic that could complicate any future FTC investigation or congressional effort to regulate AI. Under the Sherman Act, the legal concern would not be OpenAI's market size per se, but whether the arrangement produced exclusive access provisions or contract structures that foreclosed competition. The broader AI infrastructure build-out unfolding alongside this proposal underscores how rapidly the industry is consolidating. SoftBank is standing up a U.S. neo-cloud venture for AI computing, consistent with Masayoshi Son's long-standing thesis that controlling compute infrastructure means controlling the AI era. Abu Dhabi's MGX closed an AI fund at $49 billion, exceeding its $45 billion target, as the UAE positions itself as neutral ground for both American and Asian AI capital. NVIDIA, meanwhile, is launching a revenue-sharing model that takes a cut of cloud revenue and backstops unsold GPU capacity for smaller cloud providers in Australia and Indonesia, transforming the chipmaker from a hardware vendor into something closer to a platform business. Meta's entry into the cloud market adds another layer of competitive complexity. Having invested so heavily in GPU clusters for its own AI research that it now holds surplus capacity, Meta plans to sell access to AI models and raw computing power, placing it in direct competition with AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, three companies that are simultaneously among its largest advertising infrastructure clients. SK Hynix's announcement of a $64 billion chip plant made during a global tech sell-off reflects the conviction that semiconductor investment is too strategically significant to pause regardless of market turbulence.